This is our daily reading from John chapter 8 for Tuesday, April 7th. We're going to start in John chapter 8, beginning in verse 48. The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, 'If anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. This was a much shorter reading than we've been doing, but this is the context that I've chosen for today before we get into chapter 9. So they start out in verse 48 saying he's a Samaritan and a demon, and it's not necessarily they're saying he's a Samaritan heritage, but they're trying to cast a dispersion upon him. Saying he's a Samaritan is a term of contempt and reproach. And so it was going to be coupled with this demon in that not only would he be a contemptible person in their sight, remember they looked at Samaritans as beneath them, as even dogs of the society, but now they're going to say, in addition to that, he has a demon. So they're really just, they're upset. They're upset that he has told them, verse 44, "You are of your father the devil. Your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer. He was a liar. He speaks out of his own character." And if he calls him their father, then he's saying they're just like that. They're doing the same thing. So that's where we stand when we get into verse 48, and they're very upset, and they're casting this dispersion upon him. But he handles it in verse 49 when he says, "No, I don't have a demon, but I do honor my Father." Now remember, he's been telling them that his Father is the Father in heaven, that he's the Son of God. And so he has said, "Your Father is the devil. My Father is God. Not only do I not have a demon, but the things that I'm doing are honoring God. But your reaction to it dishonors me." Well, if we go back to the thoughts about unity that we have been discussing, then we realize that whatever they say about Jesus is likewise going to be said about God. So for them to be dishonoring Jesus by their reaction, they are dishonoring the Father as well. In verse 50, he says, "Yet I do not seek my own glory." Jesus is not going out and doing these things just to become well known. He's not doing it just to glorify himself. In fact, he has come only to do the will of the Father. And by doing that will, it is the Father who would receive that glory. Jesus has been teaching them that God is holy, and that God is to be honored, and that he's true in all things. And so by Jesus' teachings about these various doctrines, he is honoring God and glorifying God. And his teaching backs up these claims that he is not coming to glorify himself. And so it's very important that he make these statements for our benefit yet even today, that he's not doing these things for his own praise and his own honor. He was not seeking to exalt himself. He wasn't even seeking to vindicate himself from these accusations that are being made toward him. And because of that, he endures those taunts and accusations. He does answer some of them, but not out of vindication, but out of glorifying the Father. Then he makes reference that there is one that will judge. He's basically saying, God's going to take care of me, and God's going to take care of my reputation, my welfare, my honor, and I just entrust him to that. So you can go back a little bit up to verse 46 when he says, which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. And the reason you do not hear them is that you are not of God. It is the word that judges them, and the things that Jesus is saying are going to stand because Jesus is doing the will of God, is going to stand as the judgment upon them. And so they don't have any right to make the statements they are. In fact, they are going to bring condemnation from that judge. But he turns it right back around on them in verse 51 when he says, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Now, what does it mean to keep his word? Well, that means to accept it and then do something with it. That is, to obey it. So keeping word is action. And so he says, if you keep my word, he will never see death. Did they not understand this at all? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you on that. You and I know from our perspective, looking backward and having the benefit of the entire revelation of God, we know that he's talking about spiritually, that Jesus brought victory over death, that spiritual death. So when he says this, that's what he means. Whether they understood that, I don't know. It could be that they understood it and they ignored it because it didn't fit into their narrative and what they were trying to accomplish. Or it could be, at least for some, that they did not get the point that he's talking about spiritually. So he turns it back around and says, if anyone keeps my word, then he will live, basically, is what he's saying in order to put this together. Verse 52, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died. So they're looking to Abraham and says, well, Abraham was a man that lived by faith, and he heeded the word of God, or kept the word of God, if you will, to keep in the words from this context. And we know that he died. So that's what they're using as against him, an accusation. Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died. And then they add on that, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. And so that's why they go into verse 53. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be? Well, this one is a little bit different than when they dealt with him before, when they're saying, you know, calling him having a demon. Now they're looking at it as, well, this doesn't make any sense to me. And our father Abraham, the father of the Jews, he died, and he was a man that was considered to be as faithful to God as anybody could be. And the prophets who delivered the word, they died too. So who do you make yourself out to be? Well, Jesus answers verse 44, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. And that's the same for us. And if we do things just to bring glory to ourselves, then what's the value of that glory? Man's praise for a few moments, but that won't get us anywhere. But he says, I'm not doing this. In fact, he says, it is my Father who glorifies me, and this is the one you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. So he says, y'all are making a disconnect here. You call him your Father, and you say that he is your God. But just as he said in verse 47, the reason you do not hear the words that he's speaking is because you are not of God. So he says, you can call him your God all you want. Doesn't make it true. That's the same thing today. We can profess to be believers in God, but if that's not seen in the way that we live and our dedication toward Him, being obedient to Him, it means nothing. So he says, you haven't known Him, but I know Him. He is doing the will of God, and He is speaking the words of God. He says, if I were to say that I do not know Him, I would be a liar like you. So he's turning this around. They say He is our God, but He isn't. And Jesus is saying, if I said that I didn't know Him, I would be a liar. I'd be doing the same thing you're doing, just in the reverse. But I do know Him, and I keep His word. Verse 56, using Abraham, because they look up to him so much, says, your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham? So they're saying, Abraham's been dead for centuries, and you say he saw your day. So they're wondering, what's he talking about? How could Abraham have seen him? Well, verse 58, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Well, we understand God is timeless. Time is a creation of God. But so he says, in time, when Abraham was, I already was. And he uses I am. Do you remember all the way back when Moses was met at the burning bush by God? And Moses said, who do I say has sent me? And he said, I am. The Jews understood what those words meant. That was the name of God, the one true and living God. And so that was a very important statement for him to make that claim. Now, it was a claim that they weren't going to accept, but it was still a claim that needed to be made and that John's recorded for us to read today. In Psalm 90 and verse 2, it says, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And so he's talking about that continued existence without respect to time. And that's what Jesus is referring here to as well. Remember, Jesus was the agent of creation. That all the way back to the beginning of creation, Jesus was there as well. Well, their reaction is predictable. Verse 49, so they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. They consider this blasphemy, and so they're going to treat it as such. They're ready to stone him. They're ready to kill him for making this statement, before Abraham was, I am. They knew exactly what he was saying when he used that term, I am. They knew who he was claiming to be by that. And so this is the end of what I think is all of this together as one instance, talking about their father being the devil, and then before Abraham was, here at this point in chapter 9, is going to start a different instance, at least the way that I read all this together. So we'll pick up in John chapter 9 tomorrow. Again, thank you for listening, and I hope that you will continue with me on tomorrow's reading and continue daily in prayer for ourselves, for the saints, and for everyone the world over, that we might, that God's providence might be used in order to find a solution to this virus that's going around, and we can get back to some sense of normalness within our lives. But whatever will be the Lord's will. Thank you.